चेष्टम आहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वम् निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयांस् तं त्वेषणां क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये। योऽयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो चेष्टम् आहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वम् निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयांस् तं त्वेषणं क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये। योऽयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो चेष्टम् आहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वम् निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयांस् तं त्वेषणं क्षेमधाम प्रपद्ये।
That which I am this.
Kalaha,
time,
minutes or seconds.
Tasya,
of him.
Te,
of you.
Avyakta
bandho,
O my Lord,
you are the inaugurator
of the unmanifested,
the original Mahatattva
or Prakriti.
Cheshta,
attempt
or pastimes.
Ahuhu,
it is said.
Cheshtate,
works.
Yena, by which Vishwam, the entire creation, Nimesha Adihi, beginning with the minute parts of time, Vatsara Antaha, up to the limit of a year, Mahiyan, powerful, Tam, unto your worship, Tva Ishanam, unto you, the Supreme Controller, Kshemadhama, the reservoir of all auspiciousness, Prapadye, I offer full surrender. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.52, Yachakshur esha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta sura murtir ashesha tejaha yasya geya brahmati sambrita kala chakra govindam adipurusham tam aham bhajame. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Madhya yakshena prakritik suyate sa chara charam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaught of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month, and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Brahmati sambrita kala chakra. The sun moves within the kala chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in the motion? It is the potter, of course. Although sometimes we can see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord who is behind the motion of the cosmos is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so here, then Devaki, now she's celebrating or she's worshipping the Lord. She is pointing out his qualities, and now she is pointing out that everything what happens is under the control of the Lord, directly or indirectly, as a kala, as a time, kala chakra, then it's under the Lord's control, and the time is followed the way how the Lord wants it to be. Now, we see living entities, we have certain lifespan, that is, people get born, people die, we live a lifetime, and we may consider it sometimes successful, sometimes maybe not so, but that's the time we are given. And so the atheist, this is it. That's how atheists think. But as a devotees, then we know that this is not it. But for the life, actually, how it's all temporary, then I'll tell you one story. It's from the Puranas, and it was once Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. They were discussing about time, and Brahma, then he was he was very confident that lives long. Actually, he's immortal, kind of, and living very long. And at the time, also Lord Vishnu was present. So then, Narada Muni, you are right. No, that's really long lifespan. It's like immortality. But then Lord Vishnu, after the discussion was over, he told Brahma, can you come with me? I'll show you something. So then they sat into the chariot, Krishna's chariot, and Krishna took him to the outer spheres behind the Lokaloka mountain. And then they came to like an ashram. Actually, no, there was a tree, and a sage was sitting under the tree, and the sage was very hairy. And then Lord Vishnu, he asked, "What is your lifespan, my dear sage?" And he said, it's short. No need to mention. No, please, give me some concrete idea. So then he said, yeah, whenever Lord Brahma dies, one of my hairs falls off. And Brahma, what? When I die, one hair falls off. How long he is living? Very hairy sage. So then Brahma, he understood. Okay, so I am not the longest living entity in the universe. And then Lord Vishnu, thank you. And then let's continue walk. So then they come to an ashram of Ashtavakra Muni. And he see Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, he greets them very well. Now, what brings you to my ashram? Well, we come to inquire. So Lord Vishnu asked him also, could you please tell us what is your lifespan? Oh, no, please, there's no mention, no need. It's just short. I would like to know, and I would like, yeah, I would like to know, no, what is your lifespan? He said, yeah, well, Ashtavakra, that's my name, and I was born with imperfections on the body. So, now, you visited that sage over there. So, when that sage passes away, he dies, one of my imperfections gets fixed. What? So, you live 8 times longer than the sage. Yeah, when everything is fixed, then I will also die. Oh, so how to calculate this? And he said, but there are other sages. And there are 120 Ashtavakras there. And when I die, so one of the imperfections of the next Ashtavakra gets fixed. And so Brahma, he completely... So actually my lifetime is just like a speck. And then Vishnu says, yes, but when the last Ashtavakra passes away, so that time is less than a blink of my eye. So and then Brahma, completely humbled, he understood. Okay, now so yeah, I'm not going to boast again that I live long. And then we see, now we think we live long, or somebody lives 100 years. Oh, that's long time. But actually, it's a anu. It's a minute, very very minute moment. It's not even measurable. So, and what do we do during that moment? Well, we may sleep a lot, right? We may spend, if we have the 100 years, so 25 to 30 years goes on sleeping. And then what do we do after, when we don't sleep? Then we have to really see what is our responsibility, what we are supposed to do. So, in other words, we should be conscious of the time, conscious that our lifespan is very short. We should not think it's long. And therefore, while conscious, then we should be conscious what to do. And how do we come to know what to do? So, Guru Sadhu Shastra. Because the time will fly. We get busy. Get married, then children, they are growing up, school, then their marriage, then grandchildren. And what happened to the years? What happened? I didn't have time for anything. That's why then Krishna, he established Vanaprastha. So after the busy life, okay, now I renounce. Now I want to really spend the rest of my life practicing Krishna consciousness. Because now I have the time. And so, again, it's about being conscious. If we are conscious of our material activities, then all we are going to be thinking of is how to fulfill them. what, how to just do what we want to in the term of this body, what we want. And if we are going to be Krishna conscious, then our consciousness is about how can I serve the Lord in this body. I understand this body is full of imperfections, but I want to serve. That consciousness that I want to will enable us that we could and we will find a way how we can serve. But it's about the consciousness. So cultivating the consciousness is the most important. Because if we don't make it this lifetime, then it's the consciousness which is going to carry us to the next body based on what we are going to be desiring. And we should not be desiring anything useless. We should not be desiring another lifetime in this material world. But takes practice. So this practice is given. Right? Practice, we have Varnashrama. So that's practice. Even though it's indirect, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the direct practice of developing the consciousness. Chanting of the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. There is no other way. So, chanting of the holy name is the way how we can develop the consciousness. And if we develop the consciousness, then we can see Krishna everywhere. So when Srila Prabhupada talks about that we should be thinking about Krishna 24 hours a day. But how is it possible? Grihastha, busy with their children, busy with work, busy with so many things. How am I going to remember Krishna? I drive a car. How am I going to remember Krishna? I'm supposed to focus on the driving, not on Krishna, right? So, how is that going to happen? So there are ways how we can always remember Krishna. We can always remember Him, either directly, and that is chanting of the holy name, attending arotis, prayers to the Lord, Krishna Katha, the Vaishnava Seva. So remembering while we are performing our activity, this is direct. That's the best way how we can always be Krishna conscious. But then what happens when we do activities and we are not remembering Krishna? So at that time, then we should remember who is behind all those activities. Did I drive a car? Oh, I bought the car, I put the money, so it's my car and everything runs according to how I want. It's by my endeavor. Aham mameti. That's what the materialist would think. But devotee should not think like this. The devotee thinks, I have gotten the opportunity now to have some vehicle. So then I can move from one point to the other point now for to do my duties, whether it's a grihastha duties or preaching or whatever it is. And how am I able to move? Because of Krishna's potency. Only because now I put the petrol inside the car. Or now it's more electricity. Okay, so because I charge the batteries. So then I can move. So it's not that I am moving because I'm pressing the pedal and moving the steering wheel. It's because the energy in the car moves the car. The energy is Krishna. It comes from Krishna. If we are conscious of this, then we are conscious of Krishna. We are not forgetting Krishna at that moment. And that way, then we can remain Krishna conscious throughout the day. Or we want to go somewhere, so we walk or we sit here. And we are not thinking, okay, I sit, yeah, that's my right to sit down. But how is it that we are able to sit? How come that we don't fall down? Oh, because we are sitting on marble. Marble is hard. Why is it hard? Water is not hard. Sit on the water. Some may do. But it's not as easy. So why is that? It's dharma. Every element has a dharma, nature. So then marble is hard. Marble holds. So where does the energy to hold, where does it come from? From Krishna. It comes from Krishna. It's a Sankarshan. Sankarshan, no, he holds the whole universe. He holds us. So if we are remembering that while we sit down, remember, it's because of Krishna that we can sit down. We can remember Krishna all the time. Sometimes, well, during puja, the pujari, then he worships the asana which he's going to sit on. For the same reason. Now, we are being permitted that we can take our seat and from that seat worship the Lord. So, the seat we are actually not sitting, it's worshipable. We should remember Krishna. And therefore, we should not be disrespectful. Sometimes, you know, we see some people, then they move their asana, the seat with their feet. It's not good. Because, you know, moving that, that's a show of disrespect. We should not do that. So again, that we respect the asana, then whom are we remembering? Krishna. So in that way, that we can expand everything to such an extent that we can find Krishna behind everything. The trees, where they are growing, how they are growing. Sun. The light, moon, that rasa gives taste to the vegetables and fruits. So everything is possible because Krishna is behind. So if we are conscious of that, then whatever we do, it's a service. I am doing it with the consciousness of Krishna. Krishna is allowing me to do that. Krishna is allowing me to be here in Mayapur. Krishna is allowing me now to associate with the devotees. And the lifespan is very short. We should take advantage of that and properly associate, not to commit Vaishnava Parad. it's pointless. Finding respect for each other. Being able to, not have expectations for myself. Because, who am I? I am here to serve, so I would like to extend my services to the Lord and to the devotees. That way, then we are properly remembering Krishna and we are pleasing Krishna, pleasing Guru, pleasing Sadhu. And that way, then our Krishna consciousness is going to be developing. And that's the whole purpose of this lifetime. Even though it's very short, but still, we can use it properly. Such a way, so that we don't have to say at the end of our lives that I didn't do anything. I didn't achieve anything. So if we can look into that and be conscious of the time, be conscious that time is Krishna and it's very short. And now it's the opportunity, what we are going to do, that's what the results we get. So not to lament at the end that, I missed it. Rather, just see what I can do right now to utilize the time properly. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, the mic is there.
Thank you, Maharaj. You were saying about remembering Krishna in all of our activities, and obviously some of them are a lot easier than others. Those ones that are difficult, is that something that we have to like prime ourselves? Okay, I'm driving in the car, let's think the car comes. Or is it just like in the natural flow and somehow or other you think of Krishna?
Okay, so some activities are easier, some are more difficult. Remembering Krishna during those. Everything, when the level of consciousness is on the higher level, then yes, everything will become naturally that way. When Srila Prabhupada was here, and then so his consciousness expanded everywhere, and all the disciples, the devotees, were so much enthusiastic that whatever they were doing, they were always Krishna conscious. Even though maybe they were not knowing in the beginning so many verses, they didn't know maybe so many things, but they were so convinced about Srila Prabhupada's teachings. When they would say, please chant Hare Krishna, you will be happy, then the person would immediately believe because of the conviction, because of the consciousness. So, when we are conscious and we are in the association of others who are conscious, to remember Krishna while doing anything, it's not so difficult. The difference or the difficulty comes when we lower our consciousness. When we come to the platform of the bodily consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada described the anamoy, pranamoy and manamoy, these three levels, these are bodily consciousness. So when we drop to those, then we start to think about in the terms of ahamamati. No, it's about me, my car. Now I worked so hard, so therefore it is me who is running it. No, and then it's maybe more difficult to remember Krishna at that moment. So, and artificially it's very difficult to do that. So that the way how we can expand to remember Krishna at all time and not forget him at any time, it's to have the desire that we want to expand our consciousness. We want to elevate our consciousness. It's the desire itself, it's sufficient. If it's genuine desire. Because when we desire, I want to be Krishna conscious, then Krishna, who is Chaitanya Guru, he knows that. And he will help us to get rid of all the anarthas in no time. Because we have the genuine desire. And when the anarthas are gone from the heart, then there is nothing which is conditioning us. Nothing what will create any other desire than desire to please Krishna in whatever capacity we can. So when we have the desire, then Krishna actually becomes Hari. Like in the Shastra and Bhagavatam is described that when Krishna sees a devotee who is sincere, but sometimes he has difficulties because he is still conditioned, but he is sincere, Krishna will take away all his material pleasure, now all relationships, material relationships, and the devotee then will lose everything. But because Krishna does that to those who want to do that, but they are unable to, the devotee will not lament. He will, maybe for the time being, what happened? Oh, yeah, that's nice. Now I'm not attached anymore. Now I can practice the devotional service what I wanted. Because the desire was there. But Krishna will not do that to a person who may say, I'm a great devotee, but inside, I still want to enjoy. I still want to keep some of the anarthas. I'm not ready yet. Krishna sees that, and he will not disturb the person. He will give him more facility. Okay, you want to enjoy, take more. So then your karma burns faster. Take, go, do whatever you want, enjoy. Krishna doesn't have problem. Like we were talking about the time, right? So if it's one, two, or millions of lifetimes, it's not such a big deal for him. But it should be a deal for us. So Krishna, knowing that, he is trying to help us. And he is giving all the opportunities, so then we are conscious of it. We ourselves decide, okay, I have tried everything in this material world and I don't like it anymore. Now, okay, I have enough of it. I heard about one devotee in Gaudiyama devotee. And he joined Gaudiya Math, became Nashtika Brahmachari. So, and at one point, somebody asked him, so why did you join? Why did you become Nashtika Brahmachari? And he said, truly speaking, now I want to enjoy. What? But you are not enjoying as a brahmachari. Yeah, well, the ladies, the girls here, they're all like frogs. I want to enjoy them in the heavenly planet. So, what? But, and I know from the Shastra, the devotional service is the best way what you can do. So I hope that while doing the devotional service, then he dropped that idea and now he is better situated. But even that can be a motivation. So from a low level, by association with devotees, we come to the higher level. And when we come to the higher level, so whatever the person does on the level of consciousness, whatever he does, is right. Because it's connected to Krishna. So if a person with a low level of consciousness drives a car, it's going to be, I'm enjoying it, it's mine. But if a devotee drives a car, then he sees, okay, I'm using the car to serve Krishna, serve the devotees. And it's a different consciousness. And therefore the devotee sees that as a opportunity, or as opportunity to thank Krishna that he is giving such a facility, that he is giving such an opportunity, so that I can actually do my service. So it's not difficult, but at the same time it is difficult. It's the attitude which we with what we approach an activity. So if we keep ourselves in the devotee association, Sadhu Sangha, we keep ourselves properly chanting the holy name, then it's like Prabhupada, the spark in the fire. We are the fire. But when we start becoming independent, then the spark is out of the fire and it's dying. We need to again get the spark back to the fire. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Any other question? We still have a few minutes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for nice class. See, we understand all these things theoretically, but when we go practical, it's very difficult to follow and understand the situation. Sometimes we get physical or mental disturbance, obstacles. That time, it's very difficult to understand the correct situation and follow the instructions, how to remove the Hare Krishna.
Yes, that's true. Because we make it overwhelmed by emotions, whatever it may be. But at least we should remember that the only solution to that is Krishna. We may not at the moment, because we are maybe very emotional, understand how it is Krishna. But we should remember it's Him, and when we are capable, then it will be revealed to us. There was one king, and he went for a hunt, and he was with his minister. So two of them, they are going, they are walking. And the minister, he was a Vaishnava. So whatever happened, he would always say, oh, Krishna willing. So then the king was walking, he was focused, and he tripped. Oh, Krishna willing. The king, what? No. Then something happened. Some bird, pooped on the king. Krishna willing. The king is, stop saying that. I'm really fried with you. So the king, he sees some animal. So he takes the bow and he aims, but what happened? Part of his finger gets cut off. He was inattentive, not enough. No, Krishna willing. Get lost from my eyesight. Get lost.
Okay.
Krishna willing. So then he went away. So and then the king, then he continues going. And there are some like a tantrics. And they put some tantra, they capture the king. And no. So they start preparing the king for a ritual. And the ritual is they offer the king. Offer the king to Kali, and offering royal blood is the best. So then we are very fortunate today. So the king, he was under the spell of the tantra, he could not do much, but he was helpless. And he sent away his minister. So then what to do? Okay, so well, maybe I'm going to be sacrificed. So and then so they were properly preparing the king, checking everything, and they figure out that he has part of his finger cut off. Oh, so bad. Reject. No, you cannot be used for offering. The body is not complete. Okay, so you can go. So then he gets back to the palace. He sees the minister. Wow, okay, you saved probably my life somehow. But how did it happen? So what happened? And the minister, he said, see, that's how Krishna arranges. Now, because you cut off part of the finger, then later on, the tantrics could not actually offer you. So, Krishna willing, it happened like that. Now, okay, I can understand this. But then, I was getting on your case, I was sending you away. Now, how is that Krishna's arrangement? And then, he was saying, well, we were, and I forgot that. Yeah. Right. So that's why everything was Krishna's arrangement. So and then you get the proper consciousness and you get to understand that Krishna has hands everywhere. So that way then we can also be conscious like that. We don't have to go through that pain of experience cutting finger off, but we can always be conscious that Krishna has arranged the situation somehow or other and we don't understand. But rather than starting criticizing or starting being emotional, then take few deep breaths, calm down, and then see what you can do in the situation. Okay? Krishna, you want me to be like that? Krishna, you want me to be in this situation? And all right, if that makes you happy, I'll do it. That's the higher level of consciousness. On the bodily, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do it like that. So then I'm unhappy. But devotees, if they can serve Krishna in any capacity, being here in the material world or being somewhere else, doing something else, they are very happy. Like Jai Vijay. Right? They didn't do anything wrong, but they were sent to the material world to be a demons, right? So then they may felt maybe unhappy, but because the Lord asked them, please you go. Mighty Lord, as long as we remember you, it doesn't matter what we do. So you want us to serve you as being a demon, so then we can fight with you? Fine, okay, we will do. That's the consciousness of a devotee. So if we cultivate that, then situations will be always easier to deal with. And if we don't have the answer to the situation we are in, then Guru Sadhu Shastra is the answer. Open Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavatam. You will find your answers. For everything. Through Chaitanya Guru. We just have to be receptive. Yes?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Jai Granthrachimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.